السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. مفتی صاحب، میں اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی grant you excellent health and afia inshallah. مفتی صاحب، the platform is yours.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بارك الله فيكم وسلم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 5th of Shawwal, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, and verse number 51. We continue with the unique features and characteristics of Mustafa, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And before we explain to you today's verse, chapter 33, verse 51, Al-Qur'an yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. The Qur'an Sharif, the glorious Qur'an, certain verses will expound and explain, and other verses as well. In chapter 4, Surah Nisa, regarding the women, and verse number 3, for ordinary mortals and people like me and you, Almighty Allah addresses the men and says, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. If you fear, you cannot do justice amongst your 2, 3, 4 wives, فَوَاحِدَة. So you get married to one lady only. Old is gold. So it shows that justice amongst the wives is compulsory, and that especially the night time. So whether it be one night, 1 week, 1 week, whatever mutual amicable agreement both parties reach and all parties reach, so that will then be binding upon the husband. However, for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah jalla wa ala gave a further concession and said, it is not binding and compulsory upon you, but this was the akhlaq-e-kareema, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim, that the glorious, sublime and exalted character of the Master alayhi salatu salam, he the Master alayhi salatu salam, would still practice, remember, on justice among the wives, although it was not compulsory upon him. Because of the prophetic mission, there were so many other important duties as well. So this concession was given to Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Turji man tasha'u minhunna wa tu'wi ilayka man tasha'. You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding your honorable wives and spouses, our beloved mothers and honorable mothers, you defer who you ever want to from them. If you don't give a certain lady her turn every week, second week, third week, so that is your prerogative. You can do that. وَتُؤْوِي إِلَيْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. And whosoever you want to bring closer and nearer to you, so that also is permissible. So this is a concession Almighty Allah gave the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to set the precedent for humanity and posterity, said, no, that I will practice on it and try my level best to do the justice. So it shows that how Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam set the precedent for humanity and posterity. Now the lady who you deferred her, now you call her and say, no, come to me. وَمَنِبَتَ غَيْتَ And whosoever you seek, مِمَّنْ عَزَلْتَ From the lady that you had deferred and put one side, فَلَا جُنَاهَ عَلَيْكَ There will be no blame upon you. See Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life history. The master alayhi salatu salam was 25 years old, married Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. For 25 years lived with her. She passes away. Remember the age of 65. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 50 years old. One wife, one and six children from there. So remember were two sons. They passed away in infancy, four daughters. And in the last 10-12 years of the master alayhi salatu Salam's life history, we find there were multiple remembers, spouses and wives. So it shows that the aim was not the woman's fancies and desires and lust and passion, as the Orientalists and non-Muslims portray the picture. If that was the case, then the women who came themselves and they would offer themselves to the Master alayhi salam, right in the initial stages, the Quraysh, the non-Muslims offered Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam, the most probable beautiful and attractive ladies, you can marry this one, and so forth. But the Master, alayhi salatu salam, would only do that which Almighty Allah commanded him to do, and Almighty Allah protected him, the Master, alayhi salatu salam. Yes, Sayyida Sauda, radiallahu anha, on her own. She said, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am old now. I just want to be with you and your honorable spouse in Jannah, in paradise. My turn, I am handing over to Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So even today, if a lady, you got 2, 3, 4 wives, and now they say that they are forfeiting their turn to the other wife willingly, lovingly, and there is no duress and pressure upon her. So even today, that is permissible. So that sets the precedent again for humanity and posterity. ذَلِكَ أَدَنَا So that will be nearer. That the eyes of your honorable wives will become pleased and delighted, meaning they will enjoy and they'll be happy and pleased with that. وَلَا يَحْزَنَّ They will never be sad. وَيَرْضَيْنَ And they'll be pleased. بِمَا آتَيْتَهُنَّ كُلُّهُنَّ Whatever you give them, so they will be very pleased with that. But Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's sublime character was such, he tried to do justice. Now here there is one issue which many people, they got confused or they blow their fuses. How when you have children, you got 2 sons, 3 daughters, whatever the permutations might be, but in your heart you have that soft spot and that favorite son, favorite daughter. So remember, you must treat them outwardly with justice. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَعَدِلُوا بَيْنَ أَوْلَادِكُمْ Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Fear Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and exercise justice amongst your children. Although deep down you have extra feeling for one son or one daughter or whatever the case might be, so that is beyond your control. So Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, among these nine wives, because you must remember what had happened was that Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha passed away. She was the only wife. Sayyida Zainab bint Khuzaimah radiallahu anha passes away during the lifetime of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. So 9 wives are left. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made justice to the best of his ability. But the love the Master alayhi salam had for Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha was more compared to the others. So therefore he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi salam, used to make dua and supplicate to Almighty Allah, Allahumma la tu'akhidni fima tamliku wala amlik. Ya Allah, do not take me to task for that which you possess and I cannot possess. It's beyond human control that is sometimes that love you have for a certain son, certain daughter, certain child. So yeah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made everything so clear for all of us. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ, and Almighty Allah knows what is in your hearts and what your intention and niyyah is and your motive is. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَلِيمًا, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is all-knowing, His knowledge all-embracing, all-encompassing. حَلِيمًا, He is all-forbearing. Every one of us who's alive today and sane and mature has committed sins. There's no person today who can say that he's sane and mature and never committed sins. But Almighty Allah does not punish us immediately. Haleemah, He's forbearing. And when human being takes undue advantage, then the punishment, chastisement comes. So Almighty Allah gave us multiple occasions to straighten our lives out and to make amends of our vices and sins. But this human being is who? Innal insana li rabbihi lakanud. Beshak ye insan apne rab ke bohot bohot hi na shukar hai. Verily, this human being is very, very ungrateful to Almighty Allah. Chapter 100, Surah Al-Adiyat, verses 6, 7, and 8. Why is he so ungrateful, unthankful? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَهِدِيدٌ, that this excessive love, intense love for wealth, has saturated the heart, the love of wealth has saturated our hearts. Therefore, we give out compulsory charity, zakat, 2.5%. Therefore, we give out voluntary charity to Muslim or non-Muslim, any amount as long as it's halal and permissible and lawful. So the love for Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, the ishq and the love for Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam must increase, and the love for wealth must decrease. That is the primary objective of sadaqat and zakat and so forth. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. 5th Shawwal today, 1445. Gaza genocide, day number 192. So we're already nearing the 6.5 month mark. Bibi calls off strike after speaking to Biden, so Israel will not attack Iran immediately. This is a game. All of them are haramis. One shaitan attacked another shaitan, and then they fool the world. We all get excited. So on the 1st of April, remember, Israel attacked the consulate there in Damascus, in Syria, of Iran. And Iran said, saber rattling, we are going to give you such a hiding. We are going to send our drones and missiles. So after 13 days, remember, then they took action. Can you believe that? So you must remember this. So why? They wanted to inform all parties what they're going to do. America knows. Israel knows. They send their slowest drones. Take them 9 hours from Iran to reach Tel Aviv, or Iran, or from Iran to Israel, and so forth and so on. Waste of time. Just a PR exercise to tell their own people there in Persia, in Iran, that see how brave we are. We took on the mighty Israel and so forth. But if you know Shias are kuffar and out of the fold of Islam, their father and founding father was also a Jew. So this is one game they play. You send 300 plus drones and not one jutla dies. One girl only is injured. So remember this. Who's fooling who in the zoo? You must be an idiot to believe that Iran attacked Israel and so forth. So this is one game they play. And for him, Netanyahu, it suits him fine. It is a distraction. Now the Western powers are backing him. America, Britain, France, Germany, all condemned him to a certain extent. And the Arab tenpot dictators, the Saudis, Emiratis, Egypt, Jordan, all these murtads, ghaddar, and traitors will support him. The King of Bahrain and the King of Morocco. So these are not Muslims. Muslims. These are only by name Muslim. Whole lot Murtad and Shaitan. Hamas backs Iran. When your back is against the wall, anybody will help you. You will say yes. So whether we like it or not, the Sunni countries are sleeping, and your Saudi Arabia, Emirates, all of them, they in bed with America and Israel, and these people, their proxies are doing the good work. That is Hezbollah knocking the hell out of Israel on the northern side of Israel. Some jutlas are saying we better go settle in southern Lebanon. How's that now? And on other side, the Ansarullah, remember from Yemen, the Houthis, so they also are taking the ships. So that's very good, but that still does not make them Muslim. They still remain non-Muslim. The Houthis say Iran's attack against Israel was legal. Russia tells Israel, why don't you condemn Ukraine? You see? So Russia also, remember, is putting 1-2 vaccines for Israel and America. So all the lines are being drawn up. Who's who in the zoo if there's escalation in this conflict? So you will have Iran, Syria, Yemen, all these on one side, and Russia will help them also. And on the other side, you have the Western powers and the Arab pot dictators with Israel. Trump blames Biden. He say, Biden, you're good for nothing, you must remember. That's why Iran attacked Israel. Ukraine soldiers, I told you on several occasions, you must know which horse to bet on. The betting is haram, but you know, yeah, figuratively. So Putin is the right guy. Putin is a big harami. We need haramis in these cases. Ukraine soldiers surrender in Donbass. They say, we had enough, and now you take us, you understand? We surrender. Afghanistan, a sad story. Floods came there. 33 people became shaheed and martyrs. Allah Jalla Wala grant them Jannat al-Firdaus. Now listen to the white man, the white hegemony, how they are trying to manipulate the press and so forth. So the Australian guy killed 6-7 women there, whatever the case is, you see, there in Australia. But they all from the top, the Prime Minister, President, say, no, not terrorists, not terrorism. Why? It's a whitey involved. If it was a Muslim or an Arab, before they could even investigate, yes, this is terrorism, Muslims terrorists, Islam promotes terrorism. Who is this guy? Is he a Jew? Is he a Christian? Who is he? So why don't you say Islam? Why don't you say Jewish terrorism? They are the super terrorists on this earth. Why you don't say Christian terrorists when Biden, when Bush and Blair and all of them committed, you understand, the worst crimes in Iraq which the world has seen? Then Israel committed worse crimes. Then remember the Holocaust itself. So is that not Jewish terrorism and Christian terrorism? All haramis, these people, they prostitute just like a prostitute, remember. They sold their soul to the devil, the haramis. Germany, another shaitan. You must remember that they are the ones responsible for the Holocaust, the 1 million or less. 6 million is a big fairy tale. But now they are sending new missiles to Ukraine. So Putin says, very good, send. I'm going to give you Europe and America such a threshing. Your people's money, everything will get finished. Niger or Niger, whichever way you want to pronounce it. Very good. We salute you, Niger. Demanding all U.S. troops must leave immediately. Get out! You understood? They don't want you there. 100% we agree. Is this African leaders who got the African mentality of inferiority complex that they feel we need these whiteys here, Americans? I don't speak whiteys, the locals. I speak about Americans and the French and the British. Kick them out, the haramis, the imperialists, the colonialists. They are settlers in your country. Kick them out. Well done to Niger. How you kicked out the French, kick out the Americans as well. Hamas rejects the deal with Israel and Mossad and so forth. Say, you, we want a permanent ceasefire, and every Israeli soldier, army, get out of Gaza. Then we can talk hostages. Otherwise, Hazrat Yahya Sinwar said, it suits me fine. You don't want to listen, we keep your hostages. So you fight among yourself and so forth. MashaAllah, yesterday, day for yesterday, after a few months now, the bakeries opened in certain parts of Gaza. Now our Gazan brothers, from there, mashallah, brothers, sisters, children can go buy bread and so forth. How much bread we waste? How much food we waste? And there, they are now starving, there's famine, but few bakeries have opened. Now make dua for Gaza, Palestine. Allahumma ajdud wat ataka ala juyushi israeliyin wa amerikiyin wa iraniyin wa a'da'iddin. Ya Allah, you punish all these haramis, Americans and Iranians and Israelis, all our enemies, all shaitans. If a person curses and swears, say Al Bakr, say na Umar, say na Usman, Mother Aisha radiallahu anhu majmain, they Muslim, I'm asking you. Pakka kuffar, they are our enemy. Sahaba's enemy is our enemy. And we will name them, shame them, and we will nail them as well. When Iran attacks Israel, then remember, blame the leadership of Israel. Gideon Levy's article, go read it. Some news here for South Africa. So Madonsela, you know, our previous public protector, so former protector, so she said, do not vote for corruption. And she named Zuma. Madonsela, I want to pose one question to you. Is only Zuma corrupt? Or is the ANC not corrupt from A to Z? So the majority of them. What about your other parties? Your DA, your IFP, your FF, and all of them. So they all voted, remember, for Israel and said that, yes, they must continue the genocide there, you must remember, in Gaza. Is this not corruption of the highest order, Madonsela? So think about it. We don't agree with you for taking out Zuma only. I got nothing to do with Zuma. But when we speak, we must be fair and not be selective. Remember, you should know that better than me. Loskop Dam is filled to capacity to the brim, so that's good. We need more rain in certain parts of South Africa and the world. Today, brothers, sisters, and especially you Muslims, read 2 rakat salat at Ishraq time, 15 minutes after sunrise. All you brothers, sisters, lie and read 2 rakat salat. Our legal teams are heading to court. Allah reward my brother Yusha Tayyab, my brother Hafiz Firoz Boda, and senior counsel, wonderful people, defending Islam always. So the big court case against the gays, so remember this, these guys want Adam and Eve Allah created. They say, no, we like Adam and Steve business, they like Madam and Eve business, and so forth. And Firoz Boda sent me all the documents, and I sent it out to thousands of people, so that you must read it, appraise yourself with what's really happening, and so forth and so on. And at least the minimum, make dua that common sense, you must remember, although common sense is no more common, you know, so that inshallah Allah grants victory to our team. And inshallah, even if they lose, ma'aziratan ila rabbikum. What is ma'aziratan ila rabbikum? Ya Allah, we tried our level best to uphold the laws of Islam and show the world what is the true recipe and prescription for success and prosperity in this world. But the satanic system of democracy and capitalism, and you must remember secularism and Zionism, all satanic kufr systems, remember that. So therefore, make dua, Allah Jalla grant them victory. And Almighty, and any Muslim individual or remember organization who is sympathetic to the gay brigade and to those homos and all these characters, remember that. So, and you agree with them, for non-Muslims also, you out of the fold of Islam. Kainan man kan, you can be who, you can call yourself Mufti sahab, Qari sahab, any sahab, remember that, Molvi sahab, Sheikh sahab, you out of the fold of Islam. In Islam we say there is the death penalty for these characters. That is the teaching of Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When they are sane and mature, uqtulul fa'il wal maf'ul, both parties who are consenting and they sane and mature and they indulge in sodomy, gay brigade and gay activities, so the death penalty must apply. So that is the Islamic law. Authentic hadith in Bulughul Maram, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Inshallah, today 8:30 to 9 we'll have an interview with Mona Zahid. He will interview me. We will discuss all about Israel, Iran and Shiaism and so forth and so on. 1 to 2 will be tafsir, 2 to 2:30 will be report back of last week's activities. Very, very interesting. Our trip to Komati, that was the final destination. So we went to Barberton, Malalan and Komati. So all that inshallah will be mentioned and what happened and so forth. And thereafter tonight will be Q&A live inshallah on Ansar Radio International and inshallah on Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and with Hafiz Wadi inshallah tonight between 8 and 10. Jee Maulana, we have 17, 18 minutes left for the Sharpshoot Q&A inshallah al-Aziz.
Mufti Sahab, are we allowed to support Shia businesses or rather buy from Pick and Pay?
Remember that we must never ever support people who have hatred for Sahaba and they curse the Sahaba. Remember, we have nothing to do with them. Inna bura'a wa minkum. We sever all ties with them, to interact with them, that to give our daughters to them in marriage, to do business with them. All that we must stop doing. Show our true love and loyalty to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, to Mustafa Sallallahu, to the Sahaba, to the beloved companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I mentioned to you one Quranic verse and one hadith. If you are a true Muslim, that will shake you up. Chapter 9, and that is Surah Tawbah, verse 79. People, when the battle of Tabuk was taking place, the last ghazwa and battle, then Sahaba came, Sayyidina Usman, donating millions and millions, 1,000 gold coins, 300 camels, and so forth and so on. So what did these people do? You must remember that they, the hypocrites at that time, they said mura'in, just showing off and so forth, meaning they were criticizing the Sahaba. So Almighty Allah came to the defense of the Sahaba and to defend their honor and so forth. And what did Almighty Allah say? فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. They are the people who are, remember, criticizing, castigating the companions. So Almighty Allah says, when you castigate, criticize, and mock the Sahaba, سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ, Almighty Allah will send you straight to Jahannam, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ, and for you will be a painful, painful punishment. Chapter 9, verse 79. And read it, you will understand it, inshallah. Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 79. Hadith, who was Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He was, he is, he will always be the only rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Chapter 21, verse 107. Wama arsalnaka illa rahmatulil alameen. A mercy to the entire universe and creation. But what did he say about people like the Shias and that who will come in later ages and generations and nations? He Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, idha ra'aytumul ladina yasubbuna ashabi, when you see those people swearing, castigating, cursing my sahaba, my beloved students and companions, faqulu, then say la'anatullahi ala sharrikum, Allah's curse is upon you for the evil you perpetrated. All these scholars for dollars who can't speak one word against the Shias publicly, so say la'anatullahi ala Khomeini wa man wala, and whosoever loves Khomeini and they support Khomeini, so Allah's curse is upon you. That is what Quran Sharif, that is what Sunnah Mubarakah is teaching us. So we have no ta'alluq. You go buy anywhere else, is much better for you.
Majority of masajid have rooms and showers for foreigners who come in Jamaat from India and Pakistan. Is this permissible?
Remember, if they have toilets and they have showers and all these type of things for the jamaats and so forth, and is not part of the masjid, so that is permissible. So every masjid should have, you must remember that. So you have a toilet, you have, you know, eastern toilet, the low toilet, you have one, two high toilets, not the other way around, then 90% of the toilets are the high toilet and you hardly have any low eastern toilets. That's not permissible. Shaitani had that, remember that. Our minds have become corrupted with the West. We think the West is the best and, you know, white is right and so forth. We have one, two for the old people, sickly people, and majority must be the eastern type. We must do what Islam teaches us and must be out of the masjid boundary, not inside. And second, you have one shower, whatever is fine for people who are sitting for etikaf and so forth, or they come in jamaat and so forth. But to have the shower, toilet inside the masjid, absolutely haram. Those type of trustees and those type of imams should be fired, or if they got some honor and shame, they should resign themselves. You must remember that. Absolutely haram. I don't know where their brains are, you must remember. Including a shower, including a toilet. If they did that, Allah alone knows. But shower is 100%. You must remember it was included in the masjid and so forth. So that absolutely haram. Imagine urinating. Sometime you're in the bathroom, some drops of urine come. You're urinating in a masjid. And then you're totally in the nude in the masjid. I mean, where's the common sense? We must remember these type of things here. Absolutely haram. Therefore, we sent it out to thousands of people. And you also must send it out to thousands of people.
Salams, Uncle Abdul. I like fishing. I've seen people use crabs and live fish for bait. They catch the big ones with this. I'm just wondering, before I try it, is it right to use live fish? Or should we kill it first? They don't hurt the fish. They just clip the hook on its outside fin.
So Uncle Abdul is responding to you, my brother. I'm not sure if you are a Muslim or a non-Muslim. If you're a non-Muslim, I'll tell you a quick story. I caught two fish in my life, my brother. One was my wife, right? And second one was that, you know, when I was in school. So in Afrikaans, now you in the tale, I don't know if you understand Afrikaans or not. So one day, I had school gedop, you understood? I played truant, you understood? I used to see my brothers and my adopted brother and them, they go fishing. I never heard. But that day, something came in my mind, you understand? So I said that let me just take this fishing rod and take some brown bread. And if you know Heidelberg, my hometown where I was born and bred, there's a river there. So everybody, my colleagues went to school with my uniform. I went down by the river and I took my small little radio. I used to like cricket, you know, Charles Fortune, to listen to him. Charles was a master in commentary, you understood. He knew how to describe everything. Anyway, I was very young that time, so I must remember this. So I just put that brown bread there and I waited. Suddenly, after 5-7 minutes, I see the line is moving. Must be a semi-blind fish, you know. So then I pulled it out and the fish came out. I say, Subhanallah. So I ran to our shop to show my father and brothers and them. Nobody's asking me, you're not in school and you're catching fish. They're all laughing. You say, where you got this fish? I said, yeah, by the river. And now I don't know how to take the fish out from the hook, you know. So John was there. He worked for 35, 40 years for us and all that. Maybe embrace Islam or not, I'm not sure. So anyway, I told John, just take this out and you keep the fish you want to. I don't eat all these things here, you know, barber and whatever they call it. Now I was so elated, delighted, excited, I forgot the radio. But this was all South Africa. So I ran back and the radio was safe and sound. So that's my second fish I got, brother. In Islam, whether you're Muslim or non-Muslim, this is the law. You cannot use live bait. Remember that you use brown bread or whatever else you want to use. So all that is fine. But to use live bait in Islam is not permissible. Today, all these organizations, what they speak about, my brother, Adam, Eve, Steve, whatever your name, Ahmed, Muhammad, They speak human rights, animal rights. It's all lip service, remember. Hopeless, useless, good for nothing, nincompoops, if you ask me. Where is the human rights for my children and my brothers, sisters in Gaza? Where is all the rights for my children who are martyred, murdered in Iraq, and Americans justified it? Madeleine Albright, the Jewish harami, dispatched to hell. So Islam taught us what is human rights. He, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allah qad a'ta kulladhi haqqin haqqa. Verily, that every person who is eligible to rights, they must be given their rights. Remember, authentic hadith, go open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. This was in the farewell Hajj. And Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke about animals and creation. Inna Allah katab al ihsan ala kulli shay'in. When you see Almighty Allah has written, you must do things good for animals and creation of Allah. No torture, no stunning, nothing. When these animal rights speak, you ask them one question. How come you have all the stunning for the animals and so forth? The whole thing is secularism and capitalism. That sacrifice and slaughter and murder at those animals there, so maximum amount of animals can be sold and in minimum time, and they will sing all the way and laugh all the way to the bank. You see, all the democracies, South Africa, others, they have abortion. So what is abortion? It's murder. In Islam, when you and my sister go for abortion, you are a murderer. And remember, you will live with that guilty conscience till the last moment of your life. That is our Islam. We have nothing to be ashamed of. We have the best and we will share it with the rest. So that is what Islam teaches us. So to have live bait, brother Tom, Dick and Mary, not permissible in Islam.
Mufti Saab, do you foresee a third war coming, as countries are starting to stand up against Israel and the USA is covering for them? Do you think that USA will be attacked by other countries?
Remember that any thing you want to study, you must study the Quran Sharif, the Ahasunnah Mubarakah by the great teachers and sit at their feet. Not sit on your lazy boy and stretch out your feet and sit with translations and think you will understand Islam. You are dhallu wa adhallu. You corrupted and astray, and you lead thousands of people astray. Look at the Shias. Look at the Qadianis. How many thousands of intellectuals and people they led astray and so forth. So always beg Almighty Allah, Rabbi Zidni Ilma. Oh, chapter number 20, verse 114. Oh Allah, increase me in knowledge, that ilmu sahi and ilmu nafi, beneficial knowledge and the correct knowledge, and fahmu sahi, and to have the correct understanding also of it. So go open any hadith kitab, Kitabul Fitan. So now last night I said, I was recording my nasiha for Mona Ahmed Dokrat, my young brother, Hafidahullah. He suggested in December 2015, you must do some nasiha. I said, Mulana, I don't understand this thing. He said, just record and send it to me. I will then, alhamdulillah. So from those dawi, over 3,000 with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. Hada min fadli Rabbi. Because of all this is happening, remember there in Israel, Iran and the Arab pot dictators, all of you who say you can't speak against the Arabs, remember the hadith is mentioned there in Muslim Sharif and Ibn Majah. Waylul lil Arab. Woe, destruction and Jahannam for these Arab leaders and people who go astray and so forth. In Ibn Majah there's a wonderful hadith, you must check it up, Salim Karim, beautiful. Tastanziful Arab. The Arabs will be wiped off the face of this earth. 99% of them. And you can see they're going in that direction. Iran told America, this is the game you play. You attack us, Israel attacks us, we will put the whole Middle East on fire. So then finish, you must remember, the oil price will go right beyond the roof and the economy of the Western countries will collapse. You know what happened in King Faisal's time and so forth and so on. He was a man of Iman and therefore they assassinated him. He was martyred, murdered in 75. I saw him in 74. He came to Makkah Mukarramah, we were there with my parents and came to perform tawaf. So we say King Faisal al-Shaheed, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. So go open Kitab al-Fitan, the chapter on trials, tribulation, and you will find al-Malhama, Kitab al-Malahim, all the big wars that will take place. So you can call it Third World War, call it whatever you want to. Many things are still going to happen. Every empire must end. The British Empire and the American Empire, all are going to fall. I met Britain when I was in school in the 60s, remember that? They used to tell us the sun does not set on the British Empire. Wait, they can't even see the sun, the haramis nowadays. So they can't even look for the moon properly. So in that way there, the Americans are falling apart now because BRICS is coming and other countries. And once the Taliban defeated them without one helicopter, one plane, 48 countries coalition, and Taliban whooped them and thrashed them, and Trump said that it was the worst defeat in the history of America. Like Netanyahu, Bibi, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza, the worst prime minister, remember, in the history of Israel. So 100% remember that. But who will be the successful one? The true believers, not these fence-sitters. Fence-sitters are guilty of committing a major offense, and we must stay far from them, remember.
Sahab, I'm on my way out. I have stage 4 cancer. Tell me what it is like on the other side, as I know there is no return.
We all are going out, my brother. Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. Every living being shall taste death. You, my brother, ask Allah for 3 things. Number 1, write it down, make a note, tell your family they make a note. Chapter 12, Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bisalihin. Oh, my beloved Allah, let me pass away with Iman and Islam, and unite me with the pious and devout servants, O Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala. So we die with Iman. That is the greatest bounty of Almighty Allah. That is the passport to Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Second one, say Ya Allah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyil asqam. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the dreaded diseases. You got stage 4 cancer. It can go to 5, 6. You know all these things. The doctors will tell you better. Ya Allah, keep me, the third dua, keep me with afiyah. Ya Allah, keep me under your protection and mercy. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ya Allah, include us in your special mercy. Make abundant istighfar. When you know it's your last stages, Quran teaches us, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ أَسْتَغْفِرُ. Give our charity. We also make dua for you, brother, sister. Allah Jalla Wala keep us all under his special mercy and protect us all from the dreaded diseases. Last question, Maulana.
Isab, directly opposite the Badshah Pir Mazar, there is a small section called the Old Parsi Cemetery. I'm confused because it's in the Muslim section and has Muslim names. But the graves are covered in concrete slabs and they are deserted and locked up in that section. Is this a Muslim cemetery or non-Muslims? And who are the Parsis?
So you must remember that once when I visited India, 6-7 times, I can't remember exactly. So I just jump in any bus. You know, I'm a student and we just jump in. We want to go learn. Cheap India, you know, rupees and all that. So when you go, they take us to various places. So they stopped one place. I remember vividly. So we're all wondering why they stopped. So the driver, and then you have the guide who explains to you. He says, look here inside, but we can't see what is inside. They have big trees surrounding it. These are the Parsis and all of them. So remember that when a person dies, they don't bury, they do not cremate, they don't do. They just go there, they have their secret entrance, what have you, and they throw the bodies there, and they just let the vultures come and take them to pieces and so forth. Today is New South Africa, brother. You come here to Lanesia, our graveyard. It's all mixed up now. So you must remember, if you ask me, where's the Muslim, non-Muslim, even I can't tell you. So that is what happens. In democracy, you must remember that this one will get buried here, this one will get buried there. Under apartheid, we had properly designated graveyards, no mix-up, Christians, Hindus, Muslims, Jews, whatever you want, separate totally. But now, today, they will tell you, no, man, is one graveyard, you can just bury anywhere and so forth. I'm not sure what you are speaking about, my brother, that we know the Bad Shapir graveyard. Allah grant him, he was Waliullah, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. My uncle is buried there, so I know what you're speaking. But the second part, that about the Parsis and all of them buried there and so. My advice to you, you got Muslim counselors, speak to them and they can then maybe rezone it and put fences there or something. Or you speak to the ulama and the Jamiat Ulama KwaZulu Natal and so forth, and you take the matter like that. But act within the law. Don't go and do foolish things that you go there and so forth and go and, you know, that you go and you damage those graves and so forth. Islam don't allow that. So do everything within the law, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.